Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts production of Annie opens this weekend. Joining me for a preview is Executive Director Walter Allen. Walter, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Appreciate it.
Well, tell us about the performances, when they begin. I understand school performances are already getting underway, correct?
We started our school performances of Annie the Musical last Tuesday, a couple of days ago, and we open to the public this Saturday at 2 o'clock is our opening night, so to speak. We have shows on Saturday and Sunday this week. Saturday is at 2 and 7, and Sunday is at 3, and then we repeat that schedule next weekend for one more weekend of shows.
Tell us about this particular production that y'all will be putting on.
Annie the Musical is just, it's the classic show that you know the songs from. Tomorrow, I Don't Need Anything But You, Hard Knock, Knock Life, all those wonderful songs that, you know, we probably grew up toe-tapping when we were in our young stages. But and we have a cast of over 60 kids who are on stage singing and dancing and acting their hearts out and doing a great job at it.
Well, tell us about some of these players, some of the key characters we'll see.
Well, we actually have two casts. It's double cast.
So
depending on which show you come to will depend on which cast you see. In what we call the Tomorrow cast, our lead actress is Alana Blackwell. She's playing Annie against Sam Coleman as Daddy Warbucks. And in the Easy Street cast, we have Chanley Patterson, who plays Annie. And again, you'll see Sam. He's actually Daddy Warbucks in both casts.
Okay.
So Alana and Chanley are just phenomenal young ladies, and they are carrying the role of Annie beautifully. In fact, and they're so talented, they started working with Willow, who's playing our dog Sandy, just about a week before the show opened. And they really took to figuring out what to do when Sandy didn't want to do what Sandy was supposed to be doing. So it's been an interesting ride that last little week.
Yeah, and the actors playing in the role of Annie, their thoughts about taking on this such a well-known role.
Oh, good. When they first learned they had the role, I follow them on Facebook. You know, I have an account that all the kids are connected to.
Yeah.
And they were just so excited. It was everywhere. And it's a roller coaster ride during the rehearsal process because they're excited, they're stressed, they're anxious, they're ready to go, they're ready not to go, you know, but they're doing a phenomenal job. And I think they're just excited to get out and show the world what they can do.
Yeah, and speaking of, some of the highlights of the performance you're looking forward to.
You know, one of my favorite trios takes place in this, of all of theater, takes place in this show, and it's Easy Street between Miss Hannigan, Rooster, and Lily.
Right.
And we have five phenomenal actors who play these three roles. Michaela Jolly and Kelly Cole play Miss Hannigan. Jonathan Spence plays Rooster, and Erica Bolton and Audrey Lavigne play a hilarious New Jersey Lily that is sure to put a smile on your face and make you laugh straight from the gut. Yeah. So
now, of course, some are familiar with the fact that there's going to be the big screen version, a revised version of Annie with Jamie Foxx as Daddy Warbucks. But what rings true about Annie in hearing the story and, you know, that we can see in the performance in live theater through Strauss?
Well, Annie it's a story of optimism and hope and just the feeling that there's something around the corner that's going to work. There's just something about coming to live theater that you get that warm feeling in your soul because the kids are exploring that life on stage for you right there. And that's what makes it exciting for me is being able to feel what they're feeling.
Yeah.
Rather than just seeing it on a 40-foot screen.
Well, you've recently become executive director with the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. Your thoughts about the program moving forward?
I'm thrilled with where we are. We are growing by leaps and bounds. This past summer, we served, you know, well over 1,000 kids in our summer programs. We have over 60 kids involved in this production. We have four more fully staged productions coming up this year, including Julius Caesar, which has started rehearsals now, and our new production that we just announced, which is Hollywood Holiday, which is going to be our Christmas production celebrating the music of Christmas in musical movie musicals of the ages. Plus, we've got Shrek the Musical coming up and an original play at the end of the season. We're growing by leaps and bounds, and we're thrilled to be doing it and hope that Monroe, West Monroe, and all of North Louisiana will come out and support us.
And, of course, the quality of the programs and these performers getting out there on stage just doing a tremendous job. Your background and some of the training that you had and the work you've done in coming to Monroe and now as executive director with the Strauss Youth Academy.
Well, you know, I actually started under the mentorship of Kathy Earhart Webb 20-something years ago, opened the building that we're in now with the musical The Wizard of Oz.
Kathy's calling you with a correction. I think it was about 12 years ago.
Oh, maybe. Sorry, Kathy. I apologize for that. But at any rate, after that, I went on. I fell in love with theater, got my degree in theater with a minor in mathematics, which I say makes me a little bit of a weirdo. And then I went and I taught middle school and high school English and theater for many years. Worked in San Diego at the San Diego Junior Theater as a director, choreographer, costume designer there. And then came back home to be with family and fell into the Strauss Youth Academy here and don't want to leave it. So they keep me around for some reason.
And Walter, in leading the Academy, your vision for the arts, especially with a concentration on youth and going forward?
You know, people think that kids' theater has to be, you know, cute, simple. You know, I disagree completely. I think kids are perfectly capable of doing anything that an adult actor, an adult performer is capable of doing if they're given the right direction and the right encouragement. And I don't want people to be able to come to our theater and think, oh, that was cute. You know, I want them to leave the theater and go, that was amazing. That was phenomenal. And these kids are perfectly capable of that. We just have to challenge them and give them the resources that they need to show what they can do.
Again, the performances of Annie get underway on October 11th. Performance times, and how can you find out more?
All you need to do is go to our website, which is www.syaaonline.com. And all the information is on there. Or you can contact us at our box office, which is 812-7922.
Walter Allen is executive director with the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts and the performances of Annie. Walter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob.